If Donald Trump's presidential campaign were a business, it would be in trouble. The latest campaign finance records show it spent $1 million more dollars than it took in last month, and now it has just $1.3 million in the bank. It's a surprisingly low number, which poses major problems for the campaign in battleground states like North Carolina. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
When the Donald Trump tour made its most recent stop in North Carolina, he was greeted by thousands of fans.
This place is packed. That's beautiful.
And the all but anointed Republican presidential nominee told the cheering crowd,
"We're going to win at every single level. We're going to win so much that you're going to beg me, please, Mr. President. We're winning too much. We can't stand it, Mr. President."
But for that honorific to become official, Donald Trump must first win North Carolina.
There are very few scenarios where a Republican candidate is going to be successful without carrying North Carolina.
That's political scientist Josh Putnam, one of just three pundits who correctly called the results of the Electoral College in 2012, months before the first votes were cast. Putnam sees North Carolina as
among the three closest states between Trump and Clinton right now.
And conventional wisdom says if you're in a tight race in a must-win state, you need more than just the occasional rally and a steady flow of news coverage to be victorious. So far, that's about all the Trump campaign has going for it in North Carolina. Not so for his opponent.
You got to put some shoe leather down and you got to get out there, have to get on the phones, you have to register voters, and you have to show people that you are here.
That's Troy Clare, state director for Democrat Hillary Clinton's campaign.
It was not a given that the campaign would invest in North Carolina, and we are doing that and investing seriously and competing seriously.
Buoyed by a huge cash advantage. Whereas Team Trump has $1.3 million to spend, Camp Clinton has $42 million in the bank. Here in North Carolina, that's translating to campaign staff.
So right now, we have about 60 or so paid staffers on the ground.
And the Clinton camp says they'll soon increase the number of official offices in the state from 1 to 7. The Trump campaign did not reply to our interview requests, but they currently have no official campaign offices in the state, and they have just one paid staffer on the ground, their North Carolina state chair, Earl Phillip. In the past, Trump has countered these kinds of arguments by saying he's running a leaner, more cost-efficient campaign. And one way he's doing that in North Carolina is by effectively outsourcing his ground game team to the Republican National Committee and the state Republican Party, which is chaired by Robin Hayes.
We have had paid staff on the ground since 2013.
The staff he's referring to are comprised of more than 40 campaign workers paid for by the RNC. Like the Clinton campaign staff, these folks train and coordinate volunteers, the heart of any candidate's ground game.
So we are well prepared, but we are not slowing down. We're building from a great start into what should be a very successful November the 8th finish.
But in a state as populous as North Carolina, a ground game can only get you so far. Staffers and volunteers can only knock on a finite number of doors or make a finite number of phone calls. To reach the most voters, you need to run political ads. And here is where the cash-on-hand difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is most visible. Turn on a TV anywhere in the state, and you're bound to see a spot like this.
For Hillary, it's always been about kids. And when millions couldn't get health care, this First Lady worked with Republicans and Democrats to fix it.
This is part of what the Clinton campaign says is a six-week-long, eight-figure ad blitz, not just in North Carolina, but in all the big battleground states. In North Carolina, Donald Trump's campaign isn't airing a single spot, and neither are any pro-Trump groups. This seeming surrender in the ad war has left political watchers gobsmacked.
This is something I am hard-pressed to say this was like this in 19-whatever.
Michael Bitzer is a political scientist from Catawba College.
And for somebody who studies modern campaigns and election strategy, I have to be thinking, boy, this is a huge tactical error on the part of the Trump campaign.
And a reason some Republicans are now openly questioning if Trump is making a serious run for the White House. For if their candidate isn't fighting in the battleground states, where will he put up a fight? For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.